Welcome to Transitions with Ruth Ann Rehm McCaffrey.
Hello, I'm Santia. I'm here with Ruth Ann. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Santia. Great, thanks.
Great to see you as always.
Thank you. Wonderful to be here.
And today we're talking about the time in between.
Yes.
And I love that title. We're talking about how do you know when you're in that time in between? And we have someone, Rob.
Hi, you guys.
Hi, Rob.
Who has a really, we thought, a very appropriate, a really great personal experience that has gone through this time in between that he's going to share with us.
Right.
Well, I appreciate you guys putting me on the air sometimes. And I'm Rob, your engineer, and I handle all the recording on the other side of the glass here. But the reason I'm going to talk about the in-between stage is, one, is it's August, and for me personally, August always seemed like an in-between sort of a month. So I like to tie things in with where we are in a calendar year. 4th of July is over with. School hasn't started yet. And August, it's a beautiful month, but it's just kind of like in-between. So if we're talking about in-between in our personal lives and careers, we can think about that in August. And my personal story is, I was in a professional musician, and I was in a situation where I was feeling pretty doggone happy and successful in my career, traveling a lot, playing some really wonderful, beautiful rooms and big events. And at the same time, when I wasn't playing music, I was in the seafood business, and not on a fishing boat, but as a buyer. But I was getting to deal with the tuna fleet, the hake fleet, the crab fleet, traveling to meetings with the port. And then it just seems that those both things kind of fizzled up at the same time. And that kind of threw me into a bit of a shock. Kind of,
right.
I was on an adrenaline high. I was going, right, having the time of my life, feeling very important, like I had some cool things going on. And when things stopped, I'm like, whoa. What am I going to do with myself? And I ended up feeling pretty depressed for a while, and then just feeling almost useless. Like, wow, what can I contribute now? And then I guess I would suggest, I mean, I'm telling my own personal story, and I, like I said earlier, I'm going to testify. But I guess the recommendation of what to do with yourself during those in-between periods is find something to do. And sometimes that means anything. I ended up answering an ad in the newspaper, and it was really, in this modern time, it was literally an old-fashioned classified ad in a newspaper, and took a job pulling blackberries. And that led to some lawn work and some weed eating and trimming. And then next thing you know, it got me back into the high-tech electronic manufacturing directly from pulling blackberries. It turns out that this was at a company that needed somebody to start making these temperature monitors again, and I had experience in that in the past, and it was a very unique experience where pulling blackberries and cutting the grass led directly to manufacturing these temperature probes. And so that's kind of my personal story, is just do something.
Right. It, you know, it's really interesting, in some of the challenges of being in the in-between time are how to even think about looking for things to do, because one of the characteristics that leads us into a time like that is that something big is ended or is about to end, or we're bored with it to the degree that we just are kind of unsure of what direction to go. We're looking around and kind of stuck to the ground without knowing how to move forward. And so being able to give ourselves permission to even think like you did, Rob, to look in the paper. I mean, again, that's very old-fashioned now. Who would even think to do that?
And this was not that long ago. This
no,
was in
it wasn't.
2009.
Right, so, yes. Right. When, I mean, ads are like, who even thinks mm-hmm. that the newspapers have ads, but they do. So the challenge is to give yourself permission to be in that time, in a really, to be really present to yourself and I like to coach my clients, and hopefully now here in this venue, coach you, listener, to be tender with yourself, to give yourself, cut yourself some slack here.
And can I jump in one more time?
Yeah, right.
And don't forget, when you're in that in-between time and before you found something to do, spray paint the patio furniture.
Well, and you joked about digging in the dirt. That was actually a song by Peter Gabriel.
That was it.
He sings about digging in the dirt. And he went through a phase, too, uh-huh. where he went back to doing some really basic stuff
right.
for a period of time with his music and so forth. So it was, I think that taking that time to really ground yourself and making things simple in a way mm-hmm, mm-hmm. is can be helpful.
Well, and it's also a good time to clean things up, to mm-hmm. take care of some of those things that may be getting in the way of some clean thinking so that you can be making decisions that are focused. And so if that means painting the patio furniture or cleaning out the basement, or lots of times I'll coach my clients, figure out a way to get organized. Start making a list of the people that you know. And I mean, just things like that that feel like housekeeping things and don't feel like they're very big in the whole big scheme of things, but they tend to be like clutter in the house, and they get in the way of us being able to really function in a very productive way, because they're just kind of something we have to walk around or step over mm-hmm. metaphorically. So I'd like to tie this back to the podcast that we had last month, which was on resilience, mm-hmm. And again talk about the ideas about being hardy and show how you were being hardy, Rob, and you can jump in again if you want to. But the first one was to know what our purpose is, and certainly when you were in the music industry, in your band and playing actively, in the band that you had before then, because I know you're back in the music industry now, mm-hmm. And in the fish industry, you had a purpose that was some, you were doing good in those two places in the world, but I don't want to put you on the spot, so tell me to go away if okay. you want to, but I think you've found an even bigger purpose now. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would definitely agree with that. And I guess jumping back into my personal testimony is that I was playing a lot of music professionally, but I wasn't playing, I was playing a lot more cover music than I was original compositions. Not exclusively cover music, but...
What is cover music?
Playing popular music, top 40, dance music,
okay.
other people's songs.
Okay.
And I was getting kind of a kick out of the travel and doing that stuff. But I during this in-between phase, when I was pulling blackberries, it slowly dawned on me that I felt like such a big success in the music industry, but it was kind of an empty feeling because I was just playing, you know,
other people's stuff.
Yeah,
other people's
right.
stuff. Classic
it wasn't
rock.
It wasn't your music. You weren't creating it.
Yeah, and now that we're doing a lot, almost exclusively are unique and original compositions and have almost a different genre of music,
right.
which developed over this kind of during this in-between time, mm-hmm. it's a lot more fulfilling to look out at an audience and see somebody enjoying a composition that you built from the ground up,
mm-hmm.
not regurgitating a classic rock artist from the 60s or the 70s. And I love that old music. I'm a classic rock fan, but I don't think I was put here on earth to be somebody that simply regurgitates and plays something over and over that's been done before.
Right. So what you're saying is a really good example of this in-between time, or time in between, being an opportunity to develop and capitalize on your own creativity.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it really, the bottom line is that it's a wonderful time to... get to know ourselves in a deeper, richer way, because there isn't the pace is slowed down. Mm-hmm. And maybe pulling blackberries without even realizing it, you pick something that would allow you to slow down enough to really catch up with yourself and think about those things that needed to not be covered over by the busyness of being in those two big important jobs that you had before.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first part of being hardy. The second part is to know that we can influence what's happening to us, that we are not the victim of what's going on in the world, and in fact, we have our power back. And so that's what you were saying, I think a great example too, Rob, of you took your power back. I mean, and it again, we keep coming back to the pulling blackberries, but in saying, I'm willing to do this, it's not fancy, it's not anything that's going to stretch my brain, but I am willing to do this. This is my decision. I'm making this move on my own, and I'm not being victimized by the economy or anything. That was an example of your hardiness at work.
Absolutely. And another thing, if I can just keep jumping in, this seems to be a subject that was like, usually I'm just engineering back here and I just want to talk and
it's
talk.
It's meant for you.
Yeah, we wanted you to have a chance to be on the air.
We talk a lot about manifesting your desires. And mm-hmm. While I'm pulling blackberries or mowing the lawn or doing some sort of a mundane thing that doesn't challenge my brain, I'm most often than not listening to an audio book. And during this in-between period, I'm listening to various audiobooks while I pull blackberries, and I'm thinking to myself, I've got engineering skills and I've got a recording studio, and I would love to make an audiobook someday and to record one. And then I got an email, and Ruth Ann, you can kind of tell about
it. I did.
How
after I wrote my book, Suddenly Single, I decided that it would be really cool to have an audio version of that. And I thought of Rob immediately and emailed him and asked him if he would be willing and interested in doing my audio book. And it was incredibly wonderful to work with you, Rob, on that. I was so impressed.
Sounds great.
Yeah, it does sound great.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
Both of you did a great job.
Yeah, thanks. So, yes, so you definitely can influence what happens. And so, number two, check, check. Number three is that when we're in these in-between times, again, evidence of hardiness is no matter whether it's a good time or a hard time or whatever, that we're learning something from it. And that's part of one of the things that I came away with after going through the transition after losing Terry, is that I felt that I was more at the end, as hard as it was. And definitely, Rob, you are more. In every way. It's just so cool to see how you have moved into your authenticity as a person by absolutely just doing it by step by step by design. So I love it. It's wonderful watching you.
I'm having a great time.
Yeah. So, and Santia, you too.
It's been a lot of fun.
Doing all the work that you're doing. So this time in between is a rich time, and it feels sometimes very kind of like it's a nothing time, but it really is an everything time. It's like that time, I'm going to use another example. It's like being pregnant. It's like in between while something is growing and we haven't seen the evidence of it yet. Mm-hmm. The new beginning hasn't started yet,
but know it's coming.
Yeah. All the great things that happen in this in between time are really powerful. So, good luck with your in-between times, all listeners.
And thank you, Rob.
Yes, thank you, Rob.
For your willingness to share.
Yeah,
thank you for having me on.
Okay.
Until next time.
That's right.
Thank you for joining us. This is Santia.
For more information about Ruth Ann, please go to her website at careermi.com. This program is produced and engineered by Rob Rigoni at Brown Pelican Productions. For more information about Rob, go to robrigoni.com.